Welcome back to the Children's Hour. In the background, you're hearing Blue Dot Sessions. Over the break, you heard an instrumental off of the Beat Bach Symphonies. That's Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. Opera Chicken was before that. That's Go Banana Go. And Rena Strober and friends brought us Sing from Imagine That, the Sesame Street music of Joe Raposo and Jeff Moss. Beethoven's Wig gave us Sing Verdi, Very Loud. Way back when, my favorite things done by puppies was Brady Reimer and the little band that could from their Angels in the Snow holiday release. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're talking about favorite things. And one of my favorite things are cute little furry snuggleable animals, including puppies and kittens. And we have Animal Humane New Mexico coming up in just a few minutes to talk just about that, the care it takes to have a pet. Here's a little something from 1959 going out to my little favorite puff, Betty.
We have a cat named Betty, and this is a song about how Betty came to live with us. Do you remember that day, Betty? That was at the Golden Rule Supermarket. Remember that in Fort Bragg, California? Would you like to sing with us? Well, if you want to listen, just sit over there in the corner. She's got two green eyes and a bushy tail. That's Betty from the Golden Rule. We went down to the Golden Rule Market in the heart of old Fort Bragg. We looked down at the curb and there all alone was a cat whose tail gave a wag. We were looking at Betty, Betty, Betty from the Golden Rule. She's got two green eyes and a bushy tail. That's Betty from the Golden Rule. Why do you sit alone, Betty? Have you got an appointment here? She just looked up at us with a very sad face, and I think in her eye was a tear. She was crying, Betty, Betty, Betty from the Golden Rule. Betty, Betty, two green eyes and a bushy tail, and it's Betty from the Golden Rule. Well, I went right into that market, and I said to the lady there, do you know anything about a cat outside who's giving us a plaintive stare? Do you know about Betty, Betty, Betty from the Golden Rule? She's got two green eyes and a bushy tail. That's Betty from the Golden Rule. Well, the lady then, she said to me, oh, please take care of that cat. Some people came and dumped her here. Oh, what do you think about that? What do you think about Betty, Betty, Betty from the Golden Rule? Betty, Betty, two green eyes and a bushy tail. Oh, that's Betty from the Golden Rule. Well, we took her home in the car that day, and she purred a little song. She was happy to be with some people where she knew that she did belong. She was a happy, happy Betty, 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 Betty from the Golden Rule. She's got two green eyes and a bushy tail, and that's Betty from the Golden Rule. So we took her in and we gave her some food, liver and tuna fish. And she looked up at us and said, thank you so much. Now I have got my wish. I am so happy now. It's Betty, Betty, Betty from the Golden Rule. Betty, Betty, two green eyes and a bushy tail. And that's Betty from the Golden Rule. That's Betty from the Golden Rule. Oh, Betty from the Golden Rule.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we have Jeannie Fry Mason. She is an educator at Animal Humane New Mexico. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And we also have Madison from Animal Humane New Mexico. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much for having us.
We also have someone else. Somebody better describe him.
He's a medium-height black dog.
Yeah, and what's his name by chance?
This is Ferdinand. So Ferdinand is not a fighter, but he loves to smell flowers.
Aw, Ferdinand the flower smeller. We're going to post a picture of Ferdinand at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Favorite Things. Illy.
What does Animal Humane do?
So Animal Humane, we take really good care of animals, and we adopt them out into forever homes. And we have lots of kids and people that help us find forever homes and love animals.
There are so many ways people get animals. You know, they get them online, they see an ad, or they know somebody who had puppies or kittens. But what you do at Animal Humane is about rescuing animals. Can you talk a little bit about that part of your work, the rescue part of your work?
So rescuing animals, you can, animals are always better in your home, but we have a great shelter at Animal Humane New Mexico. And if you're rescuing an animal, you can come and adopt, not buy an animal, but just come and adopt an animal, because there's 38 million homeless pets out there and they all need homes.
38 million homeless pets. You know, there's only like 350 million people in the United States. So like, there's really like a homeless pet for one in every 10 people.
Basically. And if you adopt a pet, you're also helping two pets, because if you adopt one into your home, you're giving space for another one to come into the shelter. So you're really helping two pets.
What does it take to own a pet?
Pets are really similar to us. If I'm thirsty, they're thirsty. If I need a bed, they need a bed. So animals are really similar to us. And some of us like lots of attention, some not so much. And to adopt an animal and take good care of them, we try to find the best owner we can and try to find the best match that we can.
How many hours a day does it take to have a pet?
You know, I think that's a really great question, and it really depends on the type of pet and the energy level of that pet. Oftentimes, cats are more independent creatures. They can be fed out of a, you know, regularly scheduled feeder. So you could go to work all day and come home and give them lots of cuddles and pets, and they would be perfectly happy. But there are some, you know, dogs or other types of animals that may need a little bit more one-on-one attention, because they're very social creatures and thrive in groups and in company. So it really depends on the pet and the individual. We always like to look at pets as individuals, because just like us, they all have their own unique personality and needs.
So when you're given a dog or a cat as a gift for, say, your birthday or Christmas, and you know that you can't really take care of it because maybe you don't have enough time or enough money to take care of the pet, what should you do? Should you try your best to take care of the pet with your limited resources, or is there a place that you can definitely take the pet where it would have a good rest of its life?
You know, so that's a great question. First, I would like to say at Animal Humane, we do not believe in giving pets as gifts, because we feel that the individual who's going to take care of that pet and commit to that pet for the lifetime should be the one making that decision. We want you to find the perfect pet for you and them to find the perfect home for them as well. And that's really hard to make a personality match if someone else is gifting you a pet that you don't know anything about, even if it's a puppy or kitten. But there are a lot of different things that you can do. It's up to the individual. If you feel that you do have the resources, if you do have the time and you love that pet, there's many things that you can do to make it work. For example, if you have a dog that's really active or a puppy, there's doggy daycare, so you can take them to a safe place where they can socialize with other pets during the day and get some of that energy expenditure out. But if you don't have the resources, we always suggest, you know, looking to your network to rehome first, someone that you know and love and trust and can guarantee that they'll give that pet a great home for the lifetime. If that is not an option, then that's why rescues like Animal Humane New Mexico exist. We're there as a resource for the community. So if you do not have another option, which oftentimes we find if people do have to surrender their pets, they have exhausted every single option and they are out of options. And that's why they can come to us and we will care for the pet and make sure that they get a great forever home.
If you go to childrenshour.org, we have a lot of links posted, and you will find links to an animal rescue site near you. Thank you so much, Madison and Jeannie and Ferdinand, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
The chit and chat about their cat. Our cat did this, our cat did that. There's an empty place where I once sat, 'cause I won't hear another word about that cat. Tabby goes out and looks back in, then comes back in to go out again. It's a crazy game that you can't win. Oh, look at that cute little Cheshire grin. Then he hides in my dirty clothes, sneak attacks upon my toes, waits until I'm sleeping so he can sit and purr beneath my nose. Chit and chat about the cat. Our cat did this, our cat did that. There's an empty place where I once sat, 'cause I won't hear another word about that cat. Juniper jumps in the kitchen sink, the only place he'll take a drink. Lately I've begun to think a kitty cat needs a kitty cat shrink. You scratch the back of a brand new chair, your couch is covered with all his hair. I'm sure our guests don't really care, so we leave it there for them to wear. They chit and chat about their cat. Our cat did chiss, our cat did chat. There's an empty place where I once sat, 'cause I won't hear another word about that cat. Little Toby's in the window about their cats. My cat did chiss, my cat did chat. Cleo got a blue jay. Chat about this or that, but no, they chat about that cat. I got a bracelet full of kitty cat charms, one for every sweet little Dickens. Little angels on the arms of a sweater I knitted for Mr. Wickens. Chit and chat about the cat. Our cat did this, our cat did chat. Cowboy got a dirt ball. That's where I once sat, 'cause I won't hear another word about that cat. All the kitties wanna sing now about the cat. Our cat did this, our cat did chat. Here I'm going meow. Chat about cats and chat. No, they gotta chat about that cat. No, they gotta chat about that cat.
This is Billy Collins, and the title of this poem is A Dog on His Master. As young as I look, I am growing older faster than he. 7 to 1 is the ratio, they like to say. Whatever the number, I will pass him one day and take the lead the way I do on our walks in the woods. And if this ever manages to cross his mind, it would be the sweetest shadow I have ever cast on snow or grass.
Here, boy. Time to go. Me and my dog going out for a stroll. Me and my dog and my fishing pole. The sky is blue. The trout are jumping, he's by the door, his tail is thumping. When we're coming down the lane, I go swish, 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 and he goes wiggle, waggle, wiggle. Me and my dog, just a-walking away.
Come on.
Me and my dog, just greeting the day. The fields are gold, the bees are humming. The sun is warm, the summer's coming. When we step, it's like a dance. I go tap, 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 and he goes ticky, tacky, ticky. Best of friends, we love each other. That's how it should be. Taking care of one another. I love him, he loves me. Okay. the best. Me and my dog, just breathing the air. Me and my dog, we're a comical pair. Rain or shine, he'll be muddy. I don't care, he's my buddy. When we hop across the stream, I go tip-tip-toe and he goes squishy-splashy-splishy. Hey, you got me wet. Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Come on, let's go. Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Wah, 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 wah. Wag, 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 wag. Oh, come here, boy. Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Just me and my dog. Mm-hmm. 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 Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Time to go home.
We could get in the car and go to the store and easily find what we're looking for. Applesauce, aisle four, no mess, no skin, no apple cores. Or we could take our time, go slow, pick the apples where they grow, learn to make it all myself, my very own applesauce on my shelf. We could get in the car and go to the store and easily find what we're looking for. Blankets, aisle four, comforters, quilts, and everything warm. Or we could take our time, go slow, learn to knit and learn to sew, learn to make it all myself, my very own blanket on my shelf. Come and learn to make something with me.
What should we make?
What do we need?
What do we want to have on our shelves? Together we'll make something from nothing. And when we're done, we'll say we made it ourselves. We could get in the car and go to the store and easily find what we're looking for. Play-Doh, aisle four, gack and ooze and slime galore. Or we could take our time, go slow, find some glue and baking soda, learn to make it all myself, my very own Play-Doh on my shelf. All the TV ads want to sell me things they say they already made to put on my shelf. But they could never sell me the feeling that I get inside after I make it myself. Yeah, they could never sell me the feeling. What should we make? What do we need? What do we want to have on our shelves? No, they could never sell me the feeling. The apples I picked, the blankets I knit, they could never sell me the feeling that I get inside after I make it myself, make it myself, make it myself. Dum da dum da dum da dum da dum.
Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Find out more at outpostspace.org. Support for the Children's Hour provided by United Way of Central New Mexico. The Children's Hour is supported in part by an award from New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour is also provided by the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without ever spending a dime. Learn more at tokenibis.org. Welcome back to the Children's Hour.